I'm gonna miss you too, sweetie, but it's the first day of school.
They're going back to school. Going back to school.
Going back to school. Going back to school. Going back to school.
The sandwich feels a little stale.
Well, I made them in June in anticipation of this blessed event.
Fran?
Hi, honey. What?
How do I look?
Gorgeous, always. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Look how tall you got. I can hardly reach.
Oh, my God, I got too tall. What am I going to do?
Well, somebody's got to clean the Statue of Liberty.
Shut up, Brighton. Honey, you're gorgeous. Don't worry. In high school, they stopped making fun of the tall girls. It's the girls with B.O. that's got to worry.
Sorry, I'm late. I was on the phone with my therapist. I had the unicorn dream again last night.
These shrinks, they read something into everything. Honey, a unicorn is nothing more than a big horse with a long... If you need therapy, I need to be committed.
All right, children, the limo's waiting. Time to go.
Oh, you heard your father. Scram. Whoops.
First day of school already, huh? Summer just flew by.
Spoken by a man who did not see The Lion King 257 times.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such what a thing.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
Home alone. No more Pog. No more Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And alas, no more Nintendo.
What happened to the Nintendo?
Well, I accidentally pounded it repeatedly with a meat mallet.
Miles? Couldn't have thought of that 2 months ago. Oh, Niles, look. Esquire came out with their most eligible bachelor list. Oh, they retired John. You know, no offense to Daryl, but if you recall, Caroline found happiness with a Schlossberg. Jackie finds happiness with a Templesman. Maybe John should have stopped by a few Hadassah meetings.
Oh, look, Mr. Sheffield's moved up to third place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, say hello to bachelor number 3.
Oh, not you too.
Huh.
I've been bombarded all morning with faxes and telephone calls. Women who want to date me. Women who want to have my children. And this one wants to... Oh, good God.
I'll follow up on that one, sir.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, I think it's an honor. Look, you're right behind Prince Edward and the former Mayor Koch. I'll tell you, just my opinion, but if those two ever met, you could move straight up to number 1.
I don't want to be number 1, Miss Fine. I don't want to be on the damn list at all. I'm a widower, for God's sakes, not a bachelor.
And the difference would be,
Well, a bachelor makes you think of dancing till dawn, champagne for breakfast, and black satin sheets.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, too bad we never met in a past life.
It's fine, I'm quite content with my life. I have my family, I have my work.
Well, you know what they say, all work and no play makes a man...
Rich enough to pay our salaries.
All right, playtime's over, make some money.
Yeah, look... Miss Fine, I appreciate your concern. I really do, but I'm just not ready to date yet, all right?
Oh, fine. I didn't bring it up. I just came in for a fruit. Oh, I'll tell you, it just makes me so sad. Here it is, 5 years later, and he still feels like he'd be cheating on his wife. It's a classic widower syndrome.
Very astute, Miss Fine. Oprah?
Courtship of Betty's father. You know, I never thought I'd say this, but I kind of miss the kids.
Shut up, Brighton!
I'm over it.
We're home!
Hi! How was your first day back?
Oh, I
I love school. They opened a coffee shop across the street, and they only hired really cute college guys.
And for this, you're fond of paying $7,000? Was it directly across the street or county corner?
I love second grade. The conversations on the monkey bars were so stimulating.
Oh! Some of life's best moments are spent hanging from your knees with your skirt over your head.
I hate junior high. I'm never going back.
Oh, now don't panic. It's just the first day. Oh, he'll go back. He will go back, won't he?
Well, if he doesn't, we'll have to hire a tutor. And then he'll be home all the time.
Brighton, honey, you want to talk about it?
No.
Okay. On the other hand, I think I'd feel too guilty cashing my paycheck this week. Come on, B, I'm your nanny. You can talk to me about anything. Except computers. Those things throw me into a tailspin.
Never mind, it's too embarrassing.
Honey, you're talking to a woman whose underpants fell off in the middle of Bloomingdale's.
Really? What did you do?
I kicked them down to the Lancome counter and kept on walking.
Well, Fred, there's just some things a girl wouldn't understand.
I'm not a girl. I'm a nanny. Anything you say goes no further than this room. I'm like a priest. Well, not exactly a priest. This priest's a celibate, and I'm... Actually, I could be a priest. No, not with that Nehru collar. I like a nice scoop neck, a V, off the shoulders, nice, all good for me. But a Nehru...
All right, I'll tell you. We were in the locker room after gym.
And?
Friend, I'm smaller than everyone else.
Smaller? How?
Oh, just forget it. It's too humiliating.
Well, what could be so humiliating about being smaller in the locker room? Mr. Sheffield, I'm sorry to bother you, but we've got a problem, and boy, you are never gonna guess this one.
Just make it short. You...
You guessed.
Niles, do you need to speak with me as well?
Oh, no, sir. I simply wanted to be here in person for this one.
Brighton was in gym class, and, well, when he looked around, compared to all the other boys, he's small.
Small?
You know, like in petite. Paquito. Gherkin.
Oh.
And the poor guy's really upset. What are we gonna do?
Yes. Cece, would you excuse us? I have to have a word with Miss Fine.
If I go, he goes.
Yes, of course. Niles.
What did I do?
Niles. Well, now you've ruined it for everybody. So. Brighton, huh? Are you sure? But he has such big feet. I suppose I'll just have to sit him down and have a man-to-man talk with him.
Either that or buy him a really big car.
Brighton.
Oh, yeah, Dad?
I think we should have a little talk. I mean, not a little talk. Well, it might start out little, but get big later. Well, not that a big talk is necessarily any better than a little talk. The size of the talk is really not important. Any questions so far?
Have you seen my Nintendo?
Val, can you put my hairbrush in your purse?
I can if you carry my mace.
Well, put your mace in your pocket.
I got my totes rain hat in there.
Well, if you put on your totes rain hat, you're not gonna need the mace. Oh, Val, look at him sitting there alone like a dog.
Yeah, meanwhile, we're gonna miss the number 5 bus.
But how is it possible? I mean, he's handsome, he's young. All right, he's 42, but he's a nice man, a good catch. True?
True.
Ladies, please. I am not in the cone of silence.
Val, your voice travels. Oh, Mr. Sheffield, come with us.
Oh, really, it's very generous of you, but I have a full evening planned. Yeah, give me a chance to finish the book.
Ooh, Webster's. Let me know how it ends.
Well, all right, then I can spend the evening with Maggie. We'll go to Rumpelmeyer's and have great big sundaes with nuts and bananas. What do you say?
Well, it's kind of the first day of school. I was going to meet up with some kids and have some actual fun. Bye.
Come on, Mr. Sheffield. Come with us. It's supposed to be a really great club.
No, I already told you. I'm not ready to date.
What date? We're just 3 friends sharing a cab. Or in this case, your limo.
What does he know from clubs?
Excuse me? Studio 54, Annabelle's, Tramps? Maxwell Sheffield was there.
Oh, you hear that, Val? He got down. He got funky.
Ladies, to the limo.
Oh,
but who's going to hit on us if we're with a guy?
Oh, just let me take care of that. Oh, Mr. Sheffield, I'm so happy that you're coming. You're really going to have a wonderful time. Oh, just one last thing. You don't know us, we never seen you before, and I might have to tell a few people you're gay.
We haven't been inside yet.
Oh, we never get inside. You get inside?
Val.
Oh, Fran, there's a cute guy over there checking you out.
Where? Oh, he is cute.
I think you're losing him.
I wonder why.
Oh, sorry. Forgot. Don't even know you.
Oh, my God. Is that Alec Baldwin? No, I think it's Billy.
Wait, I think it's Daniel.
Oh, it's Stephen.
Maxwell Sheffield?
Yes.
Please, follow me.
Oh, my God, we're getting in.
And you didn't want to bring him.
Excuse me. Are they with you?
No, don't know them. Never saw them. Perfect strangers.
Mr. Sheffield?
Oh, and I might be gay.
Want a jelly donut? Sure, why not? Now I'm going to write those people at Exxon a letter. They do a beautiful restroom. Whoever cleaned that toilet should be sent straight to Prince Edward Sound. Mm. Mr. Sheffield, we're over here.
Fantastic club. Mm. You can't even move on that dance floor. Mm-hmm. So what do the two of you think?
Oh, it's like nothing we've ever seen before.
Ever.
I met the most incredible woman.
Get out of here. You met someone?
Yeah. Just wait here. I want you to meet her.
Can you believe he met someone? I'm wearing the Wonder Bra and he gets lucky?
I wonder who she is.
Oh, you know, he's so naive. I just hope he doesn't come walking out with RuPaul. Mm.
Val, Fran, this is Leslie.
Love the cow! Oh, my God, he's a sprocket.
Niles, have the chauffeur bring the limo around, would you? I'm taking Leslie out to a gallery opening in Soho, then on to dinner and dancing at Matches.
The man's got a life and I don't. It's a world gone mad.
So, what is the mystery woman like?
Well, she's got a lot of hair, she wears a lot of makeup, and very flashy clothes. All in all, I say it was a very attractive package.
Oh, I'll get it.
Niles, you know. You don't have to keep announcing that. It's your job. Believe me, no one's going to horn in on you. Hello. What?
Nothing. Just stay right here until I go get Miss Babcock.
Mr. Sheffield, Leslie's here.
Take your time.
Come on.
Niles, what is so damn important?
Hi.
Good God, it's multiplying.
I'd like you to meet Miss Babcock. This is Mr. Sheffield's business partner. This is Leslie.
I love your hair. Who does your color?
Oh, it's natural.
Well, I think it's very distasteful of Maxwell to be dating so soon. Isn't a decade the standard period of mourning?
Die and let's find out.
Some house, huh? Boy, when I first came here from Queens, I never had a headache.
Tell me about it. When I left Brooklyn and became a CPA, I had a headache.
Oh, I hear you.
Miles, would you ice this and put it in the limo?
Oh, certainly, sir.
That's a good man.
Oh, excuse me, sir. If you don't mind my asking, doesn't Miss Leslie remind you of someone?
Oh, so you noticed it, too.
Well, it is rather obvious, huh?
Yes, she is a dead ringer for Connie Selica. She is pretty unique, isn't she, Niles?
Whatever you say, sir.
Oh, careful there, man.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, you see, I should have used my oven mitt instead of this somewhat inferior substitution. But I didn't realize I wanted my oven mitt until I saw them together. And then I understood that, of course, my oven mitt is exactly what I wanted. And goodness gracious, it was under my nose the entire time.
Good. Glad you found it.
It's easy for you to get sales shoes. You're a double-A width.
No, I'm really a B, but for 75% off, I'll hold my toes like this.
Stop it.
You stop it.
Leslie, darling, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Hope you two found something to talk about. Well, shall we?
Sure, but I just can't sit backwards in the limo. I get nauseous.
Oh, well, there's Pepto in the minibar. Smile. Oh, I forgot to put the thingy on. Now they're gonna have red eyes. Oh, boy. Are they a great couple or what? Boy, if they're not meant to be together, who is?
Miss Fine, doesn't Miss Leslie remind you of someone?
What am I, a radish? That hair, those clothes, that voice? She's a dead ringer for Audrey Hepburn. Shirley Bassey? I don't know. 200, 220. She goes up and down. Hey, guys. Oh, hi, honey. How was school today?
Great. Lots of fun. There is so much to learn.
Ma, I gotta go be a nanny. Bye. What the hell is wrong with him?
He seemed perfectly normal.
I reiterate, what the hell is wrong with him?
Mr. Sheffield thinks their talk went rather well.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield thinks Cece goes horseback riding for the exercise. Smell Brighton's gym shirt.
I don't smell anything.
Exactly. And if anyone knows what a sweaty man smells like, it's me. Brighton did not go to gym class today.
Very impressive, Miss Fine.
Well, you don't watch 8 years of Murder, She Wrote without walking away with something. Brighton Sheffield, you cut class today. I am very disappointed in you, young man. I just sat down in case the intercoms were on. Now, come on, you got a problem. Let's talk about it.
I told you, you wouldn't understand.
Honey, I wouldn't understand. My homeroom was McDonald's. Come on, let's deal with it.
How? Even if I grow another foot, I'll still be smaller than most of the guys.
Another foot? What kind of school is this?
In grade school, I was the big shot. Fifth graders feared me. Now in junior high, I'm a walking wedgie waiting to happen.
Oh, now I'm getting the picture. They're all bigger than you. Not bigger than you. Honey, this I can handle.
Sweetie, you're only 12. Most boys don't shoot up until after their bar mitzvah.
Fred, I'm not getting bar mitzvah.
Huh. I hope it still works. Honey, if it's any consolation to you, given time, this will no longer be a problem. Someday you're going to be a senior and you're going to be bigger than all the other kids. And you'll remember how you felt today. When you walk down the hallway, you'll see some puny seventh grader. And you'll give him a little shove.
Thanks, Fran. Just one more thing.
Yeah?
When you said, this I can handle, what did you think I was talking about?
Oh, exactly what you said, that you're shorter than everyone else. Although your father was off on some wacko jag.
Looking for someone?
Miles, you scared me. Put a bell around your neck, would you?
You wanted him to have a life.
Yeah, well, it's 11 o'clock and he's got work tomorrow.
Well, you said he should have fun.
9 o'clock is having fun. 11 o'clock is already, I don't need another kid to take care of.
And there's absolutely no one else she reminds you of?
Here he comes. Stop yapping and act natural.
Niles, who is it?
Oddly enough, it's Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, back so soon. Did you have a good time?
Well, you know, pleasant enough.
Oh, you didn't like her? Gee, I thought her charm was only exceeded by her beauty.
Oh, she had a certain way about her. There was just something missing. Like ordering champagne and getting ginger ale. You know, they look alike, but don't make you feel the same.
Too bad. She was going to fix me up with her boss. English, handsome, rich. All right, he's got a couple of kids, but I could learn to live with that.
Well, maybe next time. But I do want to thank you, Miss Fine.
For what?
Well, for getting me out in the world. I mean, Leslie may not be the one, but... Well, at least you made me realize that perhaps I don't have to live the rest of my life alone.
Oh, good night, Mr. Sheffield.
Pleasant dreams, Miss Fine.
Yeah, well, if I'm lucky, I'll have that one about the unicorn.
I don't smell anything.
Exactly. Now, if there's one thing I know, it's what a smelly man... Whoopsie! Anyone knows what a sweaty man smells. Sorry.